Вот.
Где совместить? Автоматы говорит, что завтра да помолвить. Хахме Исраэль with the wisdom decided this day should be Ta'anit, a fast day. The Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit says that five things did happen through the years on that day. Doesn't say in the Mishnah that they need those five things that happened to cause or to make Chachamim make the decision to have Ta'anit, but the Mishnah counts five things in the generation on that day that called Shiva Sabbat Tammuz happened, not such so-called happy things. The Mishnah counts the following. She says the first one, the Mishnah says, Nishtavua Luchot. You all do remember that Am Yisrael in the desert after Moshe went to Shemaim, it did not come the day they expected him to come. Moshe came down after he saw the golden calf and he broke the Luchot. So that happened on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Second thing the Mishnah said, Mutala Tamid. Tamim v'tamidash. Machshimam the Romans did not let us, did not, there was a siege in Yerushalayim, and they did not let to deliver to the sheep any more sheep into the city. And happened to be that on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz they didn't have any more sacrifices in Bet HaMikdash. Mainly they're talking about the sacrifice called Korban HaTamid. It's one was supposed to be sacrificed in the morning and one in the afternoon. Again, that thing happened to be on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz as well. And then Nifretza Choma, the second Bet HaMikdash, the wall of Yerushalayim broke and the Romans went inside. And then Sarap Apostomus et HaTorah, one of the emperors, the Roman emperors, took Torah and burned them. And the last thing, it's not in order, but the Mishnah says, Omat Selem Bayachal et Menashe did put inside Kodesh HaKodeshim a statue. Sounds from the Mishnah that this is, those things are the reasons why Chachamim decided to make a Ta'anit, because otherwise the Mishnah would not have counted them. Also, that we cannot compare the tragedies, really, to break the Luchot, and somebody just didn't have the ability to sacrifice the sheep, the Korban HaTamid. He cannot compare those two things. But nevertheless comes the Mishnah and says, you know, five things, the number five. There's five things happen on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. And the question is, why, what is the significance of that number five? And why do you need those five things to tell me what happened on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz that really happened on that day? Chachmei Yisrael usually Parashat Pinchas falls already in this time, it's called Tratan Puranuta, it's the 3 weeks that we enter tonight until Tisha B'Av. So we have all the time 3 Shabbatot within those 3 weeks. And usually Parashat Pinchas happened to fall the first Shabbat. Of course, after all that we're going to read, the next 3 Shabbatot are nothing to do with the Parashat that we read. Just, you know, all this is just prophecies from the prophet Yirmiyahu and then Yeshayahu about the warning, what is going to be in Eretz Israel, in Yerushalayim, in all Eretz Israel, the destructions that those Nevi'im have, those kind of prophecies in the first Beit HaMikdash, of course. Nevertheless, Chachmei Yisrael said, okay, and those are the Haftarot that we should read. And again, the Haftarah Parashat Pinchas has nothing to do with the subject of Pinchas. It has to do with the prophecy about destruction of Yerushalayim and Eretz Israel. But Parashat Pinchas by itself as a parasha usually, unless it's a liter, always falls inside those 3 weeks. And the question is, what is really the reason, what is the message that Chachmei Yisrael made it this way? So with your permission, I would like to go back first to the last paragraph, last week parashat, parashat Balak, which is chapter 25. Chapter 25, sentence 1. This is Gemara says, I'm sorry.
Did they make it so that it came out during the 3 weeks?
Right.
Or just that date happens to come out during the 3 weeks?
No. The date, Shabbat Shabbat Tammuz, this is the beginning of the 3 weeks.
I understand that.
And Parashat Pinchas always falls, almost always falls, in those 3 weeks because we have three Shabbatot. So usually after Shabbat Tammuz comes Parashat Pinchas. So with your permission, this is chapter 25, sentence 1. This is so-called one of the so-called the last stops in the desert. Yishem Yisrael v'shitim, Am Yisrael dwell in the place Shittim, and over there was a little river that's called Ma'ayan HaShittim, and the Midrash says they drank from the water, and the water was contaminated. Contaminated, says the Midrash, that water in every place in the world have a different effect on a person. It says there are some springs, rivers that make you smart, there are some springs that make you sick, there are some springs that will make you weak, there are some springs that will make you strong, that everything has to do with the water. And this spring, this river, it's called Shittim, contained inside in itself some kind of element of impurity that the Am Yisrael drank from the water. There's no information why they drink from the water, because they had the well of Miriam, but they did drink from the water, the Midrash says. And that cause, the Torah will tell you, they decided they want to go and get married, so-called, to the non-Jewish girls. Because the Midrash said, you should know, this is very, very strange. The Am Yisrael in Egypt, and not only in Egypt, the Midrash says, from Abraham Avinu's time, the Jews always got married among themselves, between themselves, and never had anything to do with the non-Jewish people. Kept the purity and the relationship with our own society. Here, all of a sudden, the boundary broke. Now, they have to do with the non-Jewish girls. They called them, they went shopping, the people went shopping, and then saw the girls, and they gave them some wine, and they bowed down to their God, to the statues. Israel, Israel, not only that, the worship, please go take the head of Israel, please. Every judge, the Gemara says, Moshe told them you should take and hang two people. They're talking about enormous amount of people should be killed by the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashov Charon of Hashem Yisrael, Hashem, so called, he will wave his anger. That's the Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, God tell the people. Every Moshe of Israel, who is an Hashem Tzidin about Noah, he says, Moshe told the judges, listen, I have a comment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's say, Machloket, if anything did happen, never happened. But in the meantime, in the Ish, in Israel, a person came, and of course, the Torah will tell us, next parasha, this is the parasha we're going to read, this Shabbat, is the president of Shevet Shimon, his name is Zimri ben Saluva, Yekir Melechavet HaMidyanit. He brought a girl, the daughter of Mr. Balak, he brings the girl to the Gemara, he asks Moshe, I marry this girl, and if you tell me no, who let you marry your girl, she's from Midian as well, all crying, Moshe and all of Israel sitting over there, and they're crying, they don't know what to do. So what do you have to cry? Well, keep it quiet, right? Because the guy is embarrassing Moshe in public. And he's asking Moshe, I married this girl, and Moshe doesn't know what to answer. What do you mean you don't know what to answer? What do you mean you don't answer? All of a sudden you don't know what to answer? And they all cry. He says, why are they all crying? What do you cry for? I don't understand. What is the crying for? Somebody comes and says he wants to marry a non-Jewish girl and asks Moshe, if you tell me no, how come you? And Moshe cries, and not only all of Israel, they're all sitting down crying right now. So what's the crying for? היה פנחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון לכהן, ויקום מתוך הידה ויקח רומח וידו, פנחס שם את אלעזר לצד אהרון, he took like a spear, ויבוא אחר ישראל לעקובה ותקורא שני איש ישראל, וכאשר פתרת פעם ופעם לישראל, and so finish, he killed them. And by the way, by the time he killed them was epidemic, which is nothing to do what הקדוש ברוך הוא told before to משה רבנו, to appoint judges and to kill, this is automatic epidemic, it killed 24,000. This information from Lesser Parashah, and here comes this Parashah with your permission, by the way, Hashem, Moshe, Mo, Pinchas, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron, HaKohen, and Shirit Chamatim Abnei Yisrael. You should know that act that Pinchas did, it weighs my anger from Am Yisrael, because Kadosh Kinati Mitocham, he took revenge. This is really my revenge. If he would not have done it, I would have killed Am Yisrael. Very strange. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot take this behavior from Israel. But again, we have the edge of Eretz Israel. It's very strange. Very strange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Pinchas saved you because otherwise Hashem would have killed all of Israel. Very strange. It's more strange that if it's something that Hashem is so angry about, I said, so how come Moshe doesn't know what's going on? And the Gemara says that Pinchas goes to Moshe and Pinchas tells Moshe, Moshe, I don't understand you. How come you don't remember? You told us yourself if somebody is going to marry a non-Jewish girl, you have to kill him. He says, why don't you do it, Moshe? Moshe says, you know what? You do it. Why I should do it? He says, the Gemara, you should know Moshe, if he means saying nice words, says the Gemara, he was lazy about it. He should have taken the sword and he should run and kill his guy. He told Pinchas, you want to know something? You told me, you remind me of this law, go do it. Sister Gemara, as a punishment, this is one of the reasons we don't know where is Moshe's burial is. This is a punishment for Moshe. Punishment for Moshe. Moshe's punishment for us also. But the punishment for Moshe, if somebody's going to ask you, where is Moshe's grave exactly? It says, I know the mountain. He says, where on the mountain is Moshe's body was buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, you don't know. And why? He says, over here. That's one of the reasons that the Gemara says, because Moshe Rabbeinu, so-called, he did not run and kill the person. Very strange. Very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu, all of a sudden. I'm sorry? I wasn't in Gan Eden already.
What?
I wasn't already in Gan Eden. I want that already, let's see.
Yeah, but we don't know where his grave is.
Right, we don't know his grave is. I don't know, over there it doesn't say the reason. I don't know the reason for our own. For Miriam also. But here the Medrash says clearly that because Moshe so-called became lazy, he should have gone and he should have killed him. Very strange, Moshe all of a sudden paralyzed. And all of a sudden Moshe doesn't remember. Very strange. Very strange. Comes to Gemara and says, you want to know something? Hashem did it on purpose. Hashem made Moshe forget in order for Pinchas to come and he should get the reward that Hashem wants to give him. Very strange. What does it mean? Hashem makes Moshe forget in order for Pinchas to get the reward? Hashem can give the reward to Pinchas in any time, in any way that he wants. It doesn't make Moshe to forget things in order to reward Pinchas. And Hashem wants to reward Pinchas. Hashem wants to reward him. Lachen sent them to with your permission. So those are few grants, few things that Hashem tells Moshe to tell Pinchas. The first one is Lachen Emor, please announce it. in New Telepathy Shalom comes some Uziel and says, what Hashem really tells Moshe to tell Pinchas, he should know, this man will never die. Pinchas is going to be the Yahweh Nabi, and he is going to come before Mashiach will come. This is a very nice thing. It's a very nice thing. But we know what this has to do with this act. For what? When you have to reward somebody, I mean, if Hashem had it and this reward anyway, Hashem just found an excuse to reward Pinchas, maybe. But you know, you have to have a connection between the act of Pinchas, that Pinchas is going to live forever, is going to be the Yahweh Nabi, and he's going to come before Mashiach will come, to announce that Mashiach will come. That's the explanation of that sentence, So that's the first grant. The second grant, sentence 13, Vayitaro Zawah Harav Rit Kunat Olam. Not only that, you should know Pinchas is going to be a Kohen. Comes the Gemara and says the following. Even though Pinchas' father is a Kohen, Pinchas' grandfather is a Kohen, Hashem decided that Pinchas is not going to be a Kohen. We don't know why. We have no idea why. Because it makes sense. If your father is a Kohen and your grandfather is a Kohen, why should not you should not be a Kohen? Anyway, he is not a Kohen. Only the next children that his father is going to have, Elazar, they're going to be the Kohen. He was born in Egypt, Mr. Pinchas was born in Egypt. He says, you're not a Kohen. Your father's a Kohen, yes. Your grandfather's a Kohen, yes. You're not a Kohen. Very strange. Okay, now because he killed that person, now you're going to become a Kohen. But this is doing anything. Just because you killed somebody, that's the reason not to be a Kohen. The Gemara says the Kohen that kills, he so-called, he loses his kahuna. That says, a Kohen usually is a person that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually a Kohen is not the one that kills somebody. Of course, it complies maybe that the Leviim became Leviim because Moshe Rabbeinu told after the golden calf, Mila Shem Elai, and they came, and then Hashem appointed the Leviim to be Leviim, of course it's Kohen as well. But again, if Pinchas is not a Kohen, how come Hashem wants him not to become a Kohen? This is not just a Kohen, Chachamim say, actually what the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised this guy Pinchas is not only him is going to be a Kohen, this is he and his children, says Chachamim say, what do you mean he and his children? Chachamim say, Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash, that 18 Kohanim served through the 410 years the Beit HaMikdash was on, all of them, the sentence of this guy Pinchas. Second Beit HaMikdash, Louis used to serve over 300 Kohanim, but about 100 of them were the descendants of Pinchas. Which means Pinchas was granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only should be the Kohen, of course he'll be the Kohen HaGadolet after his father will die and Elazar, but it's going to be something that without stopping, that the Kohanah to be a Kohen, Kohen Gadol, will be in so-called under Pinchas. This is just because he killed this guy. This is what this has to do with anything. Because he killed this guy, therefore all the Kohanim will come from him. Tarat Asher Kinil Loka Vechapir Abnei Israel. And so-called, he made the Kapara says this, and so the Gemara says that he's still standing so-called, and he does the Kapara, something like that the Yohan Navi is still alive, that Pinchas is the Yohan Navi, and he's still doing the Kapara. What do you mean? He's still doing the kapara. What is it? B'shem ish Yisrael ha-mukia asher hukar et ha-medini zimri ben tzalul nesim ena ha-shuni. All of a sudden the Torah said, okay, now I want to tell you the man that committed that act, his name is Zimri ben Tzalul, he is the president of Shevet Shimon. Okay, so? What if you know his name now? What's important now that last week the Torah didn't want to tell you his name? Now you have to know his name. Why do you have to know his name now? Who cares what his name was? Comes the Gemara says you should know that's not even his name, this is a nickname, this is just a description of him. It's somebody else altogether. So who cares who it is now? I don't care who it is. What difference does it make? What do you have to go to his grave? Very strange at the end of this week's parasham is chapter 28 and chapter 29 This is the sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash. The Kadosh Baruch Hu decided in this week's parasha, but it's not this week's parasha because Hashem did not divide the Torah to parashiyot, but Chachmei Yisrael, when they put together the parashiyot and decided which parasha should be read on each Shabbat, decided, you know, parashat Pinchas is going to have all the sacrifices in Beit HaMikdash. This is what is the connection now that you tell me that. That thing maybe belongs to the Sefer Vayikra. This is called the book of the sacrifices. This is all of a sudden here you have a summarize of all the sacrifices, what you have to do daily, you know, Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbat, on all the Chagim, the Moadim, what you have to do now all of a sudden is summarizing all the sacrifices now in this expression. So the way it goes, Rashi says like this, the following. Of course, we know that the president of Shevet Shimon, he doesn't behave, he wants to marry a non-Jewish girl. It's very strange. His real name, the Gemara says, is Shlumiel ben Tzur Shaddai. This is the president of Shevet Shimon that recognized his name from Parshat Naso, that when all those presidents sacrificed in the Mishkan was opened, his name is Shlumiel ben Tzur Shaddai. And he says, Shlumiel, I don't know if it's such a good name, but it's founded Tzur Shaddai, it means it's a strong like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means a description of his father. He says, this guy, all of a sudden, he falls off the track and he wants to marry somebody, and not only that, he's going to cause the destruction of Olam Israel, that Hashem wants to destroy Olam Israel. That is strange. So who is this guy, really? The Gemara says, his name is, you can find the first time in the Torah, his name is Shaul. Elaknani. Shaul, by the way, the name of Shaul is not the best name in the world. First in the Torah you find the name of Shaul as a king in Parashat Vayishlach, a goy king. And then the second time is being described in the Torah, Shaul ben Akhnani, it says, this guy's name is Shaul. It says, who is this guy Shaul? So comes the Gemara and says, I'll tell you what happened. It says, Dina was kidnapped by an Arab, by Shechem and Hamor, and then Shimon and Levi went to the palace to take her home, and she said she's not going home. She left it over there to stay in the palace with the goy, with the Arab. And Shimon said, you won't know something, if you come out, I'll marry you. So she came out and Shimon married her. And they had a baby boy. And the baby boy, they named the baby boy Shaul. Eventually, the Torah calls him Shlumiel ben Tzur Shaddai, that he's the president of Shevet Shimon. But his name is the guy Shaul. I says, Shaul, this guy Shaul, was born from Shimon and Dinah. I says, this guy again, I didn't send, you know, that he's the son of Shimon, the son of Dinah. He says, how happened to you such a thing? That you fall off completely from the right way and going to marry somebody in public, and speaking at the Kadosh Baruch Hu like this, and Hashem was in Surah Al Mitzvah. And says, this guy is the product. So the Zohar says that he has some kind of negativity in his blood. Since this Arab kidnapped Dina, and she had a baby girl from him, from this Arab, that's also not that Joseph's wife. And so that baby that was born from Dinah still has some kind of negativity in his system, and that's going to cause what he did over there. Still, what's behind it? So if you remember, the Gemara says, the reason why Dinah was kidnapped was by this boy, is because the Torah says that Yaakov put Dinah in a box. And Yaakov came back from Laban's house. He crossed the river and he put Dinah in a box. Says the Gemara, why Dinah was in the box? So Yaakov did not want Esau to see Dinah. Yaakov was afraid that if Esau was Dinah, he'll marry Dinah. So, says the Gemara, so what is the problem exactly? Says the Gemara, Lamas Melech Chesed. It says, Dina, if she would have married Esav, Esav would have gone to Shuvah. Even though that Yitzhak is 91 and Dina is 7, it doesn't matter. She has tremendous power. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, you did not want your daughter to marry a Jew, she's going to marry a Goy. And this is how the story goes. That because Yaakov put Dina in a box, eventually Dina was kidnapped. Eventually she's going to get married to Shimon. Eventually she'll have this boy. And now, that's the punishment. Says, now, well, you didn't want your daughter to get married to Esav. So I'll tell you what's going to happen. First she's going to get married to a boy, and now her son, this is guy Shaul, he's going to marry a boy. So the punishment continues because Yaakov did not so-called let his brother marry Dina, and she's, the Gemara says, had tremendous power to bring Esav back. So comes the Zohar, and the Zohar says, you should know, and somebody wants to do the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what can I do for Hashem? I want to do something special for Hashem. Where to sit in, learn Torah, what should I do for Hashem? That says the biggest thing that you can do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to bring somebody back. That's the biggest thing for you. The worst thing, says the Zohar, is to marry a non-Jewish girl. It says, Yaakov says, Dari, in a way, that's the story we just read, you should know that whole thing what happened is because Yaakov put Dina in the box. If we not put her in the box, then she would brought Esav back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Yaakov prevented it, so that's what happened. So that's what happened here. The last part before we go to Eretz Yisrael, still there is a backfire still of that original act. So that's the act that Yaakov is in fault, and that's why the Torah says that he brings the girl to Moshe and they all don't know what to do. So what do you mean don't know what to do? What do you mean don't know what to do? He says, Moshe forgot it. He says, what do you mean Moshe forgot it? But Moshe all of a sudden he forgot this halakha. Everything has to be remembered. This he doesn't remember. It is not only that, we want Pinchas to award Pinchas. You want to award Pinchas on Moshe's account? He says, no, you don't understand. This is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands to us. He says, this is the continuation of the act of Yaakov Avinu that put her in the box. He says, now, this is the product, this is the son of Dina, that he is doing a certain act. He says, as a punishment because what Yaakov did. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset, and that's what the Torah is going to tell you. Hashem wants to destroy everybody, because what's the problem exactly? Because Yaakov so-called put her in the box. He did not do what the Zohar says. The Zohar says the biggest thing in the world he could do for Hashem is to bring somebody back. That's your responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just forget about what you have to do. What you have to do for yourself, that you act 100%, is still your obligation to do for Hashem. That's the best thing. That's the Yeshua, says Ari. As the person is the Yeshua, it says, what should I do for Hashem? It says, try to bring somebody back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, says Ari, that Yosef was just the opposite. If you remember, the Torah says, Kol Asher Emar Lachem Tatsu, says, when was the famine in Egypt, and Yosef was the king, as a warning to the people in Egypt, Yosef said it's going to be a famine. And he advised everybody to put away in storage as much as they could, that it's going to be 7 years of famine. And when the famine started, says the Torah, the nation went to power, and they complained and said, we have no food, and we come to Yosef, and Yosef said we should do Brit Milah. So Paul says, so what's the problem? He says, you don't want Brit Milah. So Paul says, so why didn't you put away in storages? Because Yosef warned you that it's going to be a famine. He said, we did. Whatever we did put in the storage got rotten completely. So Paul says to them, you know what? If you all put things in storages and everything got rotten, it means Yosef did it. He says, if Yosef did that, the next thing, Yosef is going to kill all of you. So you better do Brit Milah. Run to Yosef, do Brit Milah. Ari says, and on the idea of what the Rambam says, what all the Chachamim say, the power of Brit Milah is to control the habits of the people and to stay pure. I says, Yosef, when he came down to Egypt, he said that Yosef was very smart. And says, when power appointed Yosef, and says, Yosef said, you know what, I can fix it for you. He can fix it for me. He says, I saw a dream. He asked me to fix it for me. He can't fix me the dream. I said, in the dream I saw a tragedy. In Egypt is over. Finished. He says, the economy is down the drain. Down the drain. Stock market is down the drain. No business there. Unemployment 25%. What are you going to do? I said, Yosef. What is Yosef? He says, from Hashem. He says, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot overcome HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the whole economy is going down the drain. People have no food. It says, no, Yosef will save the country. Yosef cannot save the country. It says, what Yosef can do is one thing. Yosef can fix the reason, the cause, that caused that famine. So that is what the Torah tells you. The Gemara says that when they came to Yosef, said, we want to buy flour, we want to buy some grain. So Yosef said, I'm not sending you. So just because you got money and you can afford to buy bread, I don't sell you. If you don't understand, you don't get the message. The message is there is no food. There is no food because you don't deserve food. You don't deserve food because you did something wrong. It says, so what do you think? You can go over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get food? First, it is a tshuva and you have to accept it and say, I'm going to do this. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the gezerah. And therefore, as we said, that's what Yosef did it. It is Yosef made the gezerah. He so coordinated all the grains and the flour got rotten. And this was the end of it. Now they're going to have to come to me. And because otherwise the whole purpose is being defeated. He says, now I'm putting you back on the track. He says, you come to me. He says, okay, Baruch Hashem, I have money. And I would like to buy flour. So he says, I'm not telling you. So when you're going to tell me, I'm next to Brit Milah. He says, because Mitzrayim was known as the impure place in the world. So, in order for you, so-called, to waive the gezerah, it's not because you just want it. Because you have money, so you go to the store and you're going to buy it. You're not going to buy it. It says, if Hashem does not want you to have it, if it's a famine now, Hashem does not want you to buy flour, even though that you have money. It says, what you have to do is that you will be able to use your money if Hashem will let you buy the grain. It says, Yosef was very smart. It says, you know what? Everybody who ever wants to buy anything should do Brit Milah. And the reason what Yosef did it is in order for everybody to do Teshuvah, and then the famine will stop. Eventually, as the Torah says, as the Gemara says, when Yaakov Avinu arrived later in Mitzrayim, the war in this situation, the famine stopped. Of course, the Gemara says the famine came later, but the idea, the power of Yosef was not just, you know, to be smart, to put things in storage. Everybody knows that you don't have to be a genius for this. If somebody has a dream, it's going to be 7 years of prosperity, and stock market will be 15,000, and then he says, okay, then after 7 years, stock market will take a nosedive down, and it's going to be 4,000. He says, what do you know? So everybody is saying, okay, fine. Everyone needs to be a genius for this. You take the money, you take everything, you put it in storage. So I know, it's fine. Prepare for the next 7 years. Then I'll survive 7 years. You don't need Yosef for this. But this will never happen. Because the economy will not get better unless you're going to fix the cause that made the economy go down. And this was Yosef, and that's what Yosef so-called is the one that understands and does the most for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore what is called Yosef HaTzadik is not just because he survived the test with the lady, it's much deeper than that. That is, he took the job not because he wanted to be the king of Egypt, because he wants to bring the people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring them back on the track. Therefore, the Ari says that if Yosef that was known for that, this is what Yaakov, before he dies, he gives them the brachot and this and that. This is because the idea, this is the idea what the Zohar says is the biggest thing we can do for Hashem. And therefore, Yosef has the whole bracha, because he does that thing that Hashem expects. And then the Gemara says the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Excuse me. The Gemara says the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. One of the reasons that the Gemara was there at Shabbat is because people did not protest and did not tell others, listen, don't do this. Or you forgot to do that. This is because this is one of the mitzvot that we have in the Torah, one of the 613 mitzvot, Sochech Torah Samitecha. He says, you have to tell your brother, he says, don't do this. He says, don't let him do it. He says, it's not because it's not being allowed to do this thing or because he's going to get punished. It's just opposite. Because the idea is that you have an obligation to bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, this guy Pinchas, I says, he is going to fix that thing, so-called damage that was done by Yaakov Avinu, that he put Dinah in a box and prevented Esau from doing Teshuvah. Pinchas is going to do that Teshuvah thing. Says the Gemara, this is the Halacha, that's in our time as well. Like if somebody owns a sheep or a cow or a goat in our time as well, after you slaughter it, you have to give the Kohen the right foot of the animal, you have to give the Kohen the cheeks and the mouth of the animal and the stomach. Says the Gemara, that's because of Pinchas. Says, what's Pinchas? Says the Gemara, V'yamot Pinchas v'yipalel, David HaMelech in Tehillim, you should know Pinchas was praying to HaKadosh Baruch. And because it was praying, says the Gemara, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu granted since then the Kohanim to be so-called a role model for us, and we have to give the Kohen the mouth of that animal and the cheeks. So what is the significance of it? So the Pinchas did not pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu to stop the epidemic. You can't stop the epidemic. This epidemic is the flu. He says, okay, Hashem, please stop the flu. No, the flu came for a reason. The flu came because people don't behave well. There's no such thing the flu came because it's the flu. The flu came because the punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he can't pray to Tehillim, okay, Shema Malot, the flu should go back to Mexico. So he came because there's a reason Hashem sent him. Hashem sent him, so you have to pray that people should regret to do Teshuvah, and then Hashem will send the flu back. But it's not because some people say they are sick, Tehillim, the flu went away. And it's because everybody got scared. They said, okay, the flu, you know, this guy died, this I heard, this guy died, says, okay, I'm sorry, maybe I did something wrong, I do Teshuvah. He says, then the Tefillah can help you. But you can't pray if the tragedy is coming, he says, okay, the tsunami is coming, but I say, Shira Maru, you can say, the tsunami is coming because it's a punishment. So the pandemic started. Since the Gemara pandemic started, and Pinchas was standing and praying, since he was praying to stop the pandemic, he can stop the pandemic. You can't stop the pandemic. How can you stop the pandemic? You can stop the pandemic if people will have the reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the pandemic. So Pinchas prayed, says Ari, that everybody should do Teshuvah. And then people saw, oh, look, people dying. And since Pinchas says, okay, the rest of the people, that they're alive, they should regret what they wanted to do. And then, I'll pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the Teshuvah. And that's what the Rabbi Tamim Ziyal said, you should know, this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy with Pinchas, because the Rabbi says, Pinchas has Nishmat Yosef inside him, and got a spark from Yosef. And that spark that he got from Yosef drove him to do it. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he does this, he's paralyzed. He says, you see, this guy can do nothing to him. He says, what's wrong with you with Moshe? He says, well, I'm involved in this act that Yaakov Avinu did, especially Yaakov and Moshe is the same neshama, that's what it says. It says, I cannot do nothing. It says, I didn't do that time. I didn't let Esav marry Dinah. I hid Dinah in the box. And that the whole tragedy came from that Dinah was kidnapped, and the whole story of Dinah was ruined because Yaakov did not so-called comply with Esav's idea that maybe Esav should have done Teshuvah. I said, Yosef is just opposite. Now, Yosef is so-called penetrated his neshama into Pinchas, and this is what Pinchas is going to carry, this idea that he wants this guy, Shlumiel, to stop what he does, but to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, he didn't, that he killed him, and the rest of us is praying for them. That's what Tamim Ziyal says, you should know, that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu, when he met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I don't want to go take that mission to take Am Yisrael as if to send Pinchas. Because Pinchas is called Mashiach ben Yosef, that's called Yosef Nishmat Yosef, that's the Gemara says. And before Mashiach will come on heaven, Mashiach has a spark of Yosef. It says that he has to bring back everybody to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this guy Pinchas is not going to die. This is the description that we have, that Eliyahu Navi, this is unbelievable what the Gemara says. Says the Pinchas became Eliyahu Navi. Says Eliyahu Navi, you know, we take it for granted. But the Gemara says in Masechet Ta'anit, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certain things he holds in his hand and will not let angels to do it. He does himself. This is one is called Chiyat HaMetim. This is to revive a dead person, Hashem has to do it himself. This is the Gemara, to bring rain or to stop rain, but Talat HaShemayim, Hashem does it himself. He won't let anybody else interfere, an angel, so-called in that act. As well, the Gemara says Parnasah. It says the Parnasah is the key from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, Masir, says the Gemara, nevertheless, Eliyahu Navi, the Gemara says, has the keys in his hand. You remember the lady, Isha Tafatit, her son died, Eliyahu revived him. Eliyahu was able to stop the rain, Eliyahu was able to bring rain, Eliyahu was able to give Parnasah. I says, Eliyahu is behind and on top of everybody else. The Zohar says in certain things, Eliyahu sounds like that he's even bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course it's not bigger, but the idea that he goes up to Shemayim, he comes down, and says, never died, and says, not like Moshe Rabbeinu died, was buried, and says, this entity goes and comes and goes, it flies all over, and says, this is the grant of this God Pinchas that he got because of that act. So when you do such a thing, it says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants you. It says, Yosef started it, and Pinchas continues it. It says Pinchas continues it, his eventually is going to be Eliyahu Navi, and that's the last sentence in the Tanakh, that before Mashiach will come, Eliyahu will come. The Shiva of the Rabbanim, he says, he is going to cause everybody to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what the Zohar said, it's the biggest thing to do for Hashem. So before Mashiach will come, that's what Eliyahu Navi is going to do. He's going to bring everybody back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Sazari, he should know that this is really the power of this guy. So the power that Eliyahu Navi has, the keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not share with anybody, but he shared it with Eliyahu, is because this is the concept what you have to have in your lifetime. That's what the Gemara says, Hashem destroyed the Tamidash. One of the reasons, because people did not care about others to bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides, if you have to worry about it, you have to worry about them. So this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, and this is really, Ari says, that this is what the Parashat Pinchas is all about. So of course, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach you what it is. We take it for granted. You know that a Kohen, you know, is a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he walks in the Tamidah, he sacrifices, he does this thing. So Navi Malachi, in his first chapter, that I believe this is after Rav Parashat Toldot, when the Navi Malachi, this is the last Navi that we had, and he talks about Bet HaMikdash, the first Bet HaMikdash that was destroyed, and his prophecy that he speaks at the end about Mashiach, he says you should know that what a coin is all about is the coin is Kisifte Kohen. ישמרו דעת ותורה יבקשו מפיהו כי מלאך השם צבקות הוא ורבים השיב מעוון. And Avi says, the description of a Kohen, that a lot of people he brought back, he did not do a sin, and the Kohen is the one that teaches Torah, and כי מלאך השם צבקות הוא is going to become an angel. That actually a Kohen that does what Hashem wants from him, he has the stage of an angel. That's Navi Malachi. And that's Navi says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go tell Pinchas, you know, that first of all, that he should become Eliyahu Navi, he'll never die. Because this is the job of Eliyahu Navi at the end, that he will bring back everybody to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I tell him, he's going to be a Kohen, and his children are going to be Kohanim, and all the Kohanim at the Mikdash HaRishon from Pinchas, it's like at the Mikdash, the real one from Pinchas. It is because the Kohen's job is to teach Torah. The Kohen job is to bring back people to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is that's Kadosh Baruch Hu granted this gap in us. Kadosh Baruch Hu granted this gap that he should be the Kohen and he should be Eliyahu Navi. It's called Kahana Rabba Eliyahu Navi is Pinchas. That's why he said you should know that now we have the 3 weeks, so that tomorrow is the Ta'anit. And if you do Ta'anit, he said, okay, so why you do Ta'anit? Why you do Ta'anit? I said, of course, I need to do, you know, that's the beginning of destruction of the Tamidus. So what's really behind it? So the Mishnah says 5 things happen on Shivat Rabba Tammuz. It says 5 things, says Ali, because a person had, Adam HaRishon had 5 pieces of the Neshama in the system. And eventually, because if when a person does not behave, so what was going to happen to the person that is going further and further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the idea to bring back a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that a person should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he is doing the mitzvot. The idea is to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem wants us to be close to Him. And what it means close is not our body, it means our neshama. Our neshama really should have contained 5 pieces. Since Adam HaShem is from the tree, we lost. And constantly Am Yisrael losing stages and losing so-called the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mishnah says. That 5 things happened on Shivat Rabba Tammuz, it means that eventually we went further and further and further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lost the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of the Ta'anit of Shivat Rabba Tammuz is not to mourn because the wall was broken. So big deal, the wall was broken. That is, the Luchot were broken. So, okay, so, broke, of course. If you want to do Ta'anit, you can do the thing for everything. I says, no, there are 5 things that happened, those are the symbols of 5 pieces of your neshama that went further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Zohar says, the biggest thing is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Zari, this is the Kamana. The Kamana of the Ta'anit is not we just mourn and we do Ta'anit because the wall broke or because the Luchot broke or because the Apostles burned the Torah or because the Tamid was cancelled or because Menashe put a statue in the Tamidosh. It's much deeper than that. It's all those reasons. The significance of those reasons is we went further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ta'anit, says the Rambam, is written to Teshuvah, that how come we're so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's what the Navi says, that before Mashiach will come, we have to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the idea, that's the Gemara says. But in the Ma'amlechet Kohanim, with the end of Mashiach will come, every Jew will become a Kohen. What do you mean become a Kohen? Because a Kohen is the closer entity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this was Eliyahu Navi. As this is Pinchas, this is Yosef. So that's what Ari says. It's called Mashiach ben Yosef. It says, Mesur Mashiach because we're Mashiach ben Yosef. As he is going to bring Am Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as close as possible, then come Eliyahu Navi, and he will finish the job, and then you're Mashiach ben Navi. But the idea is to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always Pasha Pinchas, unless it's the Lipir, falls on those 3 weeks to tell you that this is so-called how you get back to the place. It says, Pinchas is the role model that Am Yisrael had, that he saved Am Yisrael. It's not Abraham, it's not Yitzchak, it's Yaakov. So Hashem said, you know, Pinchas is the one that saved us. And that's what the Gemara says, that the Pinchas is Eliyahu, this is an entity that will never disappear. And that's what the Gemara says, Eliyahu comes to a debate for another reason as well, the Midrash, because that's what it means. It means the Brit Milah, this is what Yosef did first. And he commanded all the Jews of the Brit Milah to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rambam says, that's called that you have to have the Brit Milah as a cause for you to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course we have to mourn, it means 3 weeks, of course we have to fast, but the idea of the fast and the mourn is not because just, you know, it's a shame something happened. It's a teshuva what happened in order to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I got all the cycle.